What would human life be without culture? It's impossible for us to imagine what we'd be like without language, without art or religion or technology. Over hundreds of thousands of years of evolution, these aspects of our cultures have become as much a part of us as our anatomy and physiology. We have a lot in common with the people around us. In fact, the number of ideas we have in common with nearby people is very large. A complete list of shared ideas, for example, ideas we share with our own, the people around us, this list would include our ideas about what's right and wrong, what's beautiful and ugly, and so on. Also, our ideas about food, work, love, marriage, every aspect of our lives. Even our rules about how to behave toward strangers, friends, animals, and the earth. Think of a particular group of people, any group, say, for example, college students. If you could take all the ideas and behaviors, all the tools and technology, all the things that college students share as a result of being in contact with each other, you'd have what anthropologists call student culture.
So what you're saying is culture is sort of like a club. College students are a club. It's because our experience is like we go to class, we do homework, we have our computers and cell phones, we hang out with other students. Sometimes we forget what the outside world is like. This is what we have in common with other students. It's why our culture makes us feel like part of a club, right?
Well, in a way, a culture is like a club. Neighboring cultures might share the same ideas and rules like neighboring clubs do, but the comparison doesn't completely cut it. Think about it. A club has borders that we can define, but we run into trouble if we try to draw borders around a culture. Culture isn't a thing, it's an idea. Still, even though the idea of culture is problematic, some of us believe that by continuing to study cultures, we will eventually be able to explain the similarities and differences among us.
Number 7.